So the Rambam writes, yeah, I didn't title this part, but this should be right here. I don't know how they get titled, so just put it in. Yachad Shah Mishan al Cholov and Isrape, right? You know, instant results. Al Tzara V'Avra, Harezim Ashlam Tanisa, comes straight out of the Gemara. Haholech Mimakom Shem Mishan Mimakom Shein Mishanin. Harezim Mishanam Umashlim Taniso, right? Because it's just Taniso, it's possessive, right? They're not doing it there. But the Kabbalah's Hatainis is, absolutely binding. The Balei HaTosos point down the name of Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara. So it doesn't matter whether it's Dai Tulachs or in Dai Tulachs or Kabbalah's Hatainis overrides. Halach Makom Shem Mishanam, Makom Shem Mishanin, Harezim Mishanam Imahem, right? The Chumra of the Makom Shenechnas Lasham. So this is clear, right? Hareza misana imahem. Let me bold that, right? As opposed to mashlam taniso, when he goes to an environment where nobody's fasting. Shachach v'achal v'shasa al yisra b'fneihem, right? V'al lama tisra'u. That's the Gemara's drasha from what Yaakov said to his kids about sensitivity to b'nei Esav, b'nei Yishmael. V'al yinhog idunin ba'atzmo. Tzibur, by contrast, shayu misanin al goshamim v'yardulam gishamim. In kodem chatzos yardu lo yashlimu, as opposed to the yachid who always has to be mashlam taniso lo ochlin v'shosin umiskansin v'korin halal hagadol, not halal hametri but halal hagadol. So this, I think, again is good evidence for my theory about sefer zmanim in general, that there's tanios are basically like the parallel, the za'aka of the tanios are the opposite of the halal. That's a hilchos megillah v'chanaka. Even though it's halal gadol, that's halal mitzri. I still take this as pretty good evidence. Shenam halal gadol benefesh seveya v'cheres malaya. Right, we say it on Seder night after Shulchan Aruch. Right, this is Tilam Mizmor Koflamid Hey. Right, Vedula Kela Shemayim Kili Olam Chazdo. V'machar chatzos hol avav erov hayom b'kedusha yashlimu tanis. Sounds like for technical reasons, really, you shouldn't have to be mashlim the tainis, but. Since Rov Hayom was Bikdusha, what an interesting expression. Kedushas Hayom, quote unquote. Vechenim Hayom Misanin al Tzara v'Avra al Gezeru Batla im Kodem Chatzos lo Yashlim v'Acher Chatzos Yashlim. So the truth of the matter is, the Gemara doesn't say anything about anything but Gishamim, but the Rambam felt, Hainu Gishamim, Hainu Tzaros Acheros. So the Ravid says, Sovrza Mechaber l'chalik min Yachid l'tzibur, v'anu omri mechad Yachid v'arat tzibur al kol Tzara shavar mashlim and tanisam, Chutz mitainis shel gishamim shein tzara averes gemura el tzaras gishamim shehila shaita. So the Ravid says, I disagree with the Rambam basically in two counts. I don't really believe there's any difference between the yachid and the tzibur. And he says, number two is I think that everybody would be obligated to be finish the tainis. The only thing which is different is really gishamim, because gishamim, once they come, so they come. Here are the gishamim. Everything else is a little bit more process-oriented. I think we have, greater appreciation of this, by the way, in a pandemic. Nobody's going to announce, I think we all realize right now, nobody's going to get up and make an announcement, not even Noam Barinholtz, coronavirus now over. There'll be some announcement that, okay, there's limited distribution of vaccine, Bezrat Hashem. And then there'll be announcements, seems to be working in these people, now they're going to try it in selected nursing homes, and it seems to be working. It's not the kind of thing which is nitan to say, at 11 a.m. Of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1919, the First World War, came to an end, right? That's not the way that it's going to work. It's not going to be any kind of a public announcement. Okay, so the Ravid says, that's why Gishamim are just different, because Gishamim are nitan to say, and Gishamim is always an issue of the Tzibur, so it is nitan to say that it's over. So the Magid Mishnah notes, right, this is discussed in Masechta, says, V'din ha-Mishnah v'yardalam Gishavim m'sover Rabbeinu ha-din v'chol tzar sh'tzibur misanim m'mavar kodim chatzosim ha-shlim tanis al yachir v'adim ha-shlim taniso. So what's the basis of the chiluk, right? The Ravid says, I don't buy it, right? I don't buy that we should be mechalik between the yachid and the ram. Everybody should be machmir. Maybe not the most compelling answer. The quote unquote, there's a tircha de tzibura, so they didn't want to impose it. Inami mishum de bezdin chigazri tainis liban mastalein bekach. Maybe the bezdin, when they established the tanios because of the tsaros from the geshamim, so they made a tanai that if at 10 a.m. the rain will come, so we don't have to finish the tainis of loyached dvarim shablibo in advarim. Even if they were maharher this right that. It wouldn't really be binding. V'im tishal, ma'asisin la'madir b'gisham bilvad, yishin la'mar mishim d'hai shchichat fei, right, that it's maybe it's more common. Again, very technically oriented answers here. V'nichras, the hakara of havarasa, av al-shar tzaros, gil devar ma'polas, v'chayotzi b'hanin havarasa nikeres, b'chatzi hayom. Right, it's not, like, readily detectable. Av'al-valdai, hu adin l'chol tzarashi, kiyotzi b'gisham mishah havarasa nikeres. So the Rambam was, basically saying, if you could really tell that it was over, if somebody would come out and, make an announcement that the Dever is over, if such a thing were possible, so, you'd go home and have a chila v'shisiya and halal ha'gadol. Avavad ayodin l'chotzar shi gayotzik b'sham sh'arasin nikarashin b'sanin t'mayishna zeh nirli l'da'as Rabbeinu. So the Raivah disagrees. Dever Rabbeinu nirin yoser. So he says, I think the Rambam is correct.
Okay.
So Meir Simcha takes the following approach. Very fascinating comment that he makes here. He says, if you look at the Gemara, we'll see it in Bikiyas in just a few moments, that a Yachid who's Mekabel Tainis always has to be Masham Taniso, even if the Chola Bezran Hashem was Nisrapei, or the Tzara, whatever the Tzara Sayachid, went away. So Rashi says, Hu Adinami, in a situation where unfortunately the Chola passed away. Hu Adinami, if the Tzara was, came to its worst, possible, application. You're afraid of the dam breaking, your field was facing a flood, and you started fasting, Mekabala Satinus, and, the next day, at 11 a.m., a time when, according to the Rambam, the Tzibur would not have to conclude their fast, at 11 a.m., the dam breaks, and, the waters come rushing. So in that situation, you'd have to complete your tainus. Here's a mashem tainus. Rashi pirushu adini meisachola by the kumei nidra v'chein kasev arash. Rabbeinu, right? The Rambam wasn't willing to go that far. Apparently, he says naki lashon agamara, right? That he did not say that if the person died that you'd have to continue the tainus. Ulam, right? It's all a pella yipale be'enai. The kram furash machisha. Ugabe David, Shasam albino Arisha Nibasheva, Shiyachia, Ksiv, it says that David was fasting, Vayatsom, Vahiba Yomashri Vayamos, Shalachar Misaso, Achov Shasa. Right, and he saw, by the way, that the Avadim, the Mashachachman doesn't get into it, but he sees that his Avadim were wondering why he's doing this. So David explains to them there very clearly. He says that as long as he was alive, it was worth fasting. But now that he's not alive, ani holechila v'hulo yashu ve'lai. It's all over. So tiraki stira gedola. It's a very big problem. It's a very serious, serious issue. By the way, the Rambam took that passage very seriously in terms of establishing hilchos, avelos, and aninos, because the Rambam brings, there's a big machukas we've shown him, is an onen allowed to do things that an avel can't do, like rechitza, etc. And the Rambam says, yes, absolutely. Because, and this is, I think, generally practiced, because of David, right? David HaMelech got up from his tainus and he washed, etc. So the Rambam says, because David was an onen, the kavur hasn't taken place yet. V'tira ki istira gedola v'ayin rabakshah. Pela ribusa eichlo his kiruzeh. So he thinks a big problem for Rashi and the Rush. Ukfianirat som lo dami l'shar tzedaka. Sheim nadar tzedaka. Az tarechli ten afi meis b'no. Ulam l'tzom lo shayach. Shenira shemavak shanash ateva v'ein maskirin maise nisim. a really interesting idea. He says, look, tzedakah is a neder, and you have to be mashlim no matter what. But when it comes to a tzom, right, that a person started, right, so that's not as obvious, right? Again, he's taking issue with Rashi and the Rashi's approach, right, that if the child didn't live, why would you have to complete your tzom? Because what you're asking for is beyond the natural darchei hateva. And we wouldn't accuse the person, you know, of not following through, so to speak, because the person knew the whole time that he's being mevakesh, a huge ask, l'shanos hateva, ve'en mazkir en ma'isa nisim. Says, especially, you know, according to the Ravid, the Gemara is to be understood in a very literal sense, that it's only Geshamim, because Geshamim, you know, demonstrates that the Tzara is over. So he says, yeah, so if that's the whole point about Geshamim, and so there's no reason for a person to be fasting anymore, for the tzibor to be fasting anymore. So who adinami, that if there's no reason for the tzibor to be fasting anymore, but for tragic reasons, because the tzara has in fact come to pass. The inyan latzom alza. There's nothing that you're trying to avoid at all anymore. Okay, so the Rambam steered clear of that. Of that pitfall. The Or Sameach notes it's a very serious problem for the Rosh and for Rashi to say that the Kabbalah Satinus is so profound that Yachid would be, quote unquote, rooted in a Tinus, even, you know, if, you know, there's a tragic outcome. I just wanted to key in on one expression in the Rambam that I pointed out before. Again, the Ravid just rejects this Rambam entirely. But the Rambam thought that when it comes to the tzibur, basically, if you could really tell, bein b'gishamim, bein b'tzaros acheros, that the tzara was over, so the das hayom would be to go home and to have achila and shesia, okay, and then to say halal hagadol, And then he says, but after Chatzos, Hoyol, V'avar Rov Hayom B'Kedusha, so carry it forward. So again, like I said, it seems like a pretty technical thing. Like, okay, it's just, it's an issue of Rov. So how do we understand this? And in particular, how do we understand it? Because the Rambam is like, you know, he's not one to be loose with his language. You know, Hoil v'ava rov hayom b'kedusha. After Chatzos. So I will make the following observation. So yesterday we spent a lot of time trying to develop the notion, Ben Sion just referred back to it, of a kind of an antinomy between Yimei Taniyos Ha'elu and Yomim Tovim. Right. And by the way, that whole halacha in the Rambam, Perek Vav of Hilchos Yantif, says, I can prove to you that the dinim of Kavod and Oneg apply on Yantif, just like they apply on Shabbos, because of that word. L'kadosh Hashem Mechubad. And what are Yamim Tovim called? Mikra Kodesh. And so we know for the Rambam, what's the critical time point in terms of how we experience Yom Tov? Chatzos. And in terms of the Chatzila Hashem, Chatzila Chem, what does the Rambam say? The first half of the day, a person davens, is in the Beis Medrash, the Rambam is makbid, you should have the Suda before Chatzos, but basically come home, you have the Suda, you go back. And then Chatzos, right, the weight of the day goes from Chatzil Hashem to Chatzil Achem, and that's where you're experiencing the Simcha Tuv Lev, Hu Bnei Beiso, and the Rosh HaYachid. Very fascinating. So I'd actually like to take a bit of an expansive read of this Rambam. Hoil V'Ava Rov Hayom B'Kedusha, maybe not in a technical sense, but maybe in a fundamental sense. you can't speak about a mikra kodesh of a tainus. Okay, it's not, ikdish ba'asiyas melacha in the classical sense of the term. Now we'll see that there are restrictions on melacha in terms of taniyos hatzibur, you know, but that's again more along lines of Tisha B'Av and Purim, because it detracts from whatever the spirit of the day is, whether it's the Simchas Purim or the Avelos Derabim, right, of Tisha B'Av. We don't want people distracting themselves. But basically, that phraseology of a Rov Hayom B'Kedusha jumps out at you. And I think it's exactly what we said. Eile Mo'adei Hashem Asher Tikro Osam Mikro'ei Kodesh, Al Tikro Osam Ela Atem. You make this declaration through the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh that these are the days that will be sanctified. Right? In a davar talo yelo bachem. Chodesh hazeh lachem. Mosh chodeshim rishon hu lachem. L'chodshei hashana. It's tremendous proprietary responsibility. What's really interesting about this, if you think about it, is that the Tanis, as a parallel structure, has this notion of Kabbalah Satinus. It has to be declared. Remember, we talked about that. That's essential to the Tainus. Except in Tainus Chalom, when it was Yafshar, because you didn't know you were going to have the dream. But the Kabbalah Satinus, the Kriya, was itself fundamental. So it's true, you know, if you put a gun to the Rambam's head and you said, you know, is this day have the status of Mikra Kodesh? Of course not. Of course not. It's not Shabbos. It doesn't have losasa kol melacha. It doesn't even have kol melacha savoda losasu. But for the Rambam, it's yimei tanios elu versus yamim tovim halalo. And lo and behold, it's chatzos hayom in a fundamental sense. Once you pass chatzos, bikdusha, the consecrated day, so then the day has to be carried out. So the Magid Mishnah thought it was a purely technical issue. It's a tirchat etzibura, or Aleiv Bezdin was masna, these kinds of issues. But I'm wondering to what extent the Rambam thought that chatzos as a point of demarcation wasn't a technical issue, but actually was a fundamental issue, predicated on the relationship that we've established between Hilchos Yom Tov and Hilchos Tanios. It's interesting. Okay, let's hold it up there, and then we'll get into Bikias. Again, we're going to have...